Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We've got lots of time together, so sit down. That was a more than generous introduction by Professor Johnson, and President Lambert and Dean Davis and faculty and guests and students at the Elon University School of Law. Pretty exciting. I remember when I was a freshman, a first-year law student, and it looked like a pretty long, tough journey ahead, and it probably looks like that to you, too, and it's going to feel like that part of the time. But I hope that each one of you who is here today as a first-year student will also be here on the last day when you're ready to graduate, and that's going to take a lot of work in between. And now that your orientation in law school is over, you're on your way toward becoming members of the legal profession. And that means one principal thing. You'll have to endure an endless number of lawyer jokes. Now, I don't particularly care for lawyer jokes myself. Lawyers don't think they're funny, and everyone else doesn't think they're jokes. Now, President Lambert and Dean Davis, you have created a marvelous law school facility here. It's equipped to meet the demands of contemporary legal education and then some. You have an operative courtroom with a real-life judge sitting in it. And you're free to watch and participate. And you have electronic everything at your fingertips. The classrooms look wonderful to me. Now, as a member of the Supreme Court, you have invitations to law schools all over the country. And you can't take advantage of all of them. But 25 years ago, when I came to the court, I had to figure out, you know, what invitations I would accept. And I decided I would try to accept at least something in each of the 50 states. Now, it took me about 23 and a half years to complete that, but I saw lots of law schools along the way. I don't think I've ever seen one better equipped than this, so you probably don't know how lucky you are. It looks great to me. And I think it's bound to inspire academic achievement, nurture useful scholarship, and nourish a sense of community among the students and the faculty and the staff, and someday the alumni. You'll be that, you know. And you should feel quite pleased, I think, to be part of this Elon University charter class of law students. And if you haven't already discovered it, you will soon learn that precedent occupies an important place in the law. So, as part of the founding generation of Elon School of Law, you have the opportunity to shape this institution and to establish precedent yourselves, and I encourage you to seize that opportunity. And as you embark on your legal education, you have to keep in mind that as lawyers, you will be given special privileges, and you will take on enormous responsibilities from time to time. Your first responsibility, of course, will be to your clients. And during the course of your careers, you're going to serve many people. And in doing that, you may profoundly affect their lives and their fortunes. Certainly, your first obligation to your clients is to know the substantive law. You better start learning it here. And to analyze and resolve legal problems. That, presumably, is why you decided to go to law school in the first place. But you will also have another obligation to your clients, one that's no less important than your obligation to know the law. That is to know something about the real world. For as a lawyer, you have to be practical. And being a good lawyer often means helping clients resolve their problems, not just their lawsuits. So you have to develop skills as a negotiator and remind yourself to stay tuned to the real world. Not all the useful knowledge in the world is contained in the United States reports, not even in my opinions. Now, you need some practical experience in advocacy and in negotiation, clinical and professional experience that exposes you to the real world and its legal problems and requires you to find real-world answers. But as a lawyer, your client is only one of your two masters. Your other master is the law itself, for you have to be true to the ethics and ideals of the legal profession. At the same time, you're a zealous advocate for your client. And accomplishing both of these things at the same time is one of the most difficult tasks that lawyers face sometimes. A great lawyer is always mindful of the moral and social aspects of the lawyer's power and position as an officer of the court. You're really fortunate, I think, to begin your introduction to the legal profession at an innovative place like Elon. Selecting a concentration area within the law after completing your first year study will help you to make an immediate contribution in your designated practice area. Ours is, fortunately or not, an era of specialization, and Elon will help you along the way. I also commend the law school's commitment to be engaged with the legal world that surrounds you, drawing on the knowledge of, I understand, 40 preceptors, whom I understand are lawyers and judges here in North Carolina, and they're going to aid your legal education immeasurably. Under the able direction of Dean Davis, it's quite clear that Elon Law is already a force with which to be reckoned. Now, I think, Mr. President, we can get on with the business.
Justice O'Connor, it is truly a great honor and privilege to have you here today, and it is my special privilege to present you with this gavel and ask that you formally dedicate this school and declare this school to be in session.
It is with delight that I say I hereby dedicate the Elon University School of Law.